very predictable, very predictable. You continue stalking the podcast. And then what do? You send an email. And what do you say in your email? You gaslight me again. You try to gaslight me. You're trying to gaslight me. That's the difference. It doesn't work anymore. You literally are sitting in an email when there's an open investigation with the IRS, federal, and the state. And you're trying to send an email stating that you do not claim me as a dependent when I know otherwise. And then you're trying to gaslight and basically state that nobody claims me as a dependent. That's gaslighting. Gaslighting is very common with narcissistic personality disorder. I've been educated to the extreme. So I know what I'm dealing with. The brainwashing, the evade avoid, the manipulation, the scare tactics, the threats. That's all part of narcissistic personality disorder. Gaslighting is a big one. When someone gets caught doing something they shouldn't be doing, that does not surprise a lot of people, because how you have treated me and not been there for me is just a continuation on of not caring or having any concern whatsoever about anything when it comes to me. And I've realized a bigger picture. I don't know who you are. And I never really knew who you were. But when you're literally sending an email, which I wouldn't be sending emails when there's investigation going on with the IRS and state, stating that you did not claim me as a dependent, and that there's no one claiming he's a dependent. I'm going to put this screenshot down here again from software connected to the IRS that flagged me, red flagged me, meaning to a high degree flagged me. I can no longer have anything or any credit or anything without providing an IRS directed PIN number. That's how serious this is, folks. But to this individual who's continued stalking me, wasn't present for me during oncology treatments, knew of domestic violence and situations that I've been in, and did not protect me when they knew and saw a video of what's going on. And I'm not going to say when or how, but was not there to protect me. And I've realized never there protect me, but you did a lot of extreme things that were very extremely hurtful, wondering why I'm in trauma therapy for the rest of my life. Well, I mean, you didn't protect me at all. Not at all. I had to protect myself. And then people who aren't even, I mean, on the outside looking in, have protected me through many, many, many years, over a decade. And I realize now, because I understand what they were saying to me. Okay? But you're stalking the podcast. I asked you not to for the millionth time. And then you send me an email stating that the IRS did not have me flagged as being someone claiming as a, being claimed as a dependent, not someone. I was claimed as a dependent. You clearly know who claimed me as a dependent. Why are you gaslighting me? And then when I tell you, you're wrong, because I had the paperwork in my hand. And people, when you go through things like this and people literally do fraud, fraud is tax fraud. Tax fraud is when somebody takes your information without your knowledge for a benefit, because ain't nobody want to take my Social Security number if I owed thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. Let's get the facts straight. Ain't nobody going to want my Social Security number. Okay, that's a fact. All right. And then using it for whatever benefit. What if you help someone? What if you just, if you helped someone or whatever you did, which nothing qualifies to even claim as taxes, because let's face it, I didn't have any caregivers at my house last year. I didn't have any cleaning service. I didn't have anything that contributed to my health to be writing anything off. Okay? That's the truth. I provided everything to the IRS and the state. That's a fact. And it's a fact on my last dying breath. Folks, this is a fact. I'm tired of you gaslighting me. I've had enough of it. Okay? I've had enough. And I've had enough sitting back and you stalking and gaslighting me. Because you choose on the podcast of what you want to hear. And when you don't like what you want to hear, you stalk me, you send me nasty grams, or you email me, and then you try to gaslight me. Gaslighting is trying to make someone feel like they're not in the reality. Okay? I've learned all this stuff from therapy. And I will, as she said, speak your truth. And when this person continues to stalk you and gaslight you, then you better speak up. Because it's not okay. And you continue doing such. You're not helping the situation at all. You just continue pushing me further and further and further away. It's not a lie. It's a fact what happened. And it's the first time in my life I've ever had someone to even the audacity who they were to go doing this behind my back and using my social security number and doing this. How would you have liked to have done this to you? You would not have been happy at all. Oh, no, you wouldn't have been happy. And other people to know about it, you wouldn't have been happy. No, you are correct. The IRS cannot give the exact name. They cannot legally give names. But as they said, when you're flagged, we can only say so much. But you have to know what's going on, because when we're asking questions, it's going to be hand in hand with who you know, without saying names, claimed you as a dependent. Do not gaslight me any further. And when I told you on the phone, no, this is true. And why are you lying and saying this is not true? I was claimed as a dependent. You hung up the phone. You hang up the phone because you don't want to hear the truth. And you're gaslighting me. And why are you stalking me? My podcast is not your business. I do not stalk you and get into your business. So why are you stalking me and getting to my business? Folks, this has been going on for a long, 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 long time. And where I'm at in the point in my house, right now, I'm speaking out and speaking the truth because people need to understand why I feel the way I do. It's also called bullying, and I'm tired of it, and I won't put up with it. Please do not try to switch the narrative and the truth. When the truth is clear as day with paperwork out the wazoo from the IRS and the state and things that I had to call affidavits that I had to submit to questions that were asked of me that go hand in hand with you claiming me as a dependent. I don't understand, folks, why, folks, is it hard when we screw up, we mess up, to just own up and admit when we do something that's not right? Why not just admit it? Evaded, avoiding, and then using narcissistic qualities of gaslighting the hell out of people, making them seem like they're crazy and they're hallucinating. I'm not crazy, I'm not hallucinating. Get the hell out of here. I try to file my taxes like I do every year, and I couldn't do it because you already claim me as a dependent. I was literally dumbfounded, and I still am. I'm extremely hurt and completely dumbfounded by it. You know? What you're doing is you're telling people it's okay to treat me like you're treating me, and it's not okay. And I'm not the same person. I'm not the same woman, and it's not okay. And I do not have to tolerate being treated disrespectfully unless it's a human being, and I will not tolerate it. So why are you stalking the podcast, and why are you trying to gaslight me? Isn't it easier to just at some point in life is to admit and own up of how we treat people, how we treat others, and who I am to you, how you have treated me and not even been there for me? You weren't even there when I needed you the most. You thought it was a joke when I went through oncology. You thought I was lying. It was a joke. It wasn't a joke, and it was disturbing to my oncology team, especially my lead oncologist. They were shocked and horrified you weren't even there. And then I find out 5 years later from Eric that you decided instead to babysit. And he finally admitted that he made a phone call and you didn't show up. And he didn't want to tell me, but he knows now that was wrong. Her trauma therapist, that was wrong. Eric should have told you. When you're married to someone, they're supposed to tell you everything. There's no secrets in the marriage. That destroys a marriage. The marriage will never be successful when you're holding secrets and you're not being forthright and honest. Why are you continuing to gaslight me? I know what you're doing. It's not okay. Please no longer stalk the podcast, and please no longer send me some ridiculous emails making the IRS seem like they're a bunch of liars, the state of Indiana, Because it's not. It's not a joke. It's a serious matter what happened. I don't need the names because I know who did it.